Welcome to episode 13 of the Tomo on the Rocks podcast. I'm here with Jack. How's it going, buddy?
Too good.
You're in Toronto up here. First time recording in a pod at the new place, so we're pretty excited.
Ironically, we're still in the same setup that we would always do, regardless of what city we're in, though.
Exactly.
I was expecting like a full-on studio.
Yeah, we're working on it. You only have so much money when you have to pay rent.
Oh, fair. Very fair.
So, what have you been up to recently?
Not too much, because we haven't done this in a while now that I think about it.
Yeah, I guess we posted a pod last week about basketball, but that was recorded about a month ago. This is the first time in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Cooking up again, so we're excited to go. Have you been doing anything recently?
No, I guess. Just school, mostly.
Yeah.
We did homecoming. You weren't, but we were.
Yeah, how was the Panda game up? The Panda game
it was
up
good
in Ottawa.
Until, like... It was so fun. Like, it was going to be, like a lot of us met up that we went to school with prior, and it was fun until we got to the actual game, and then I'm just, like, sitting there looking around. I'm like, I'm fucking old as shit.
Yeah, it's so true.
It's so true. It was not a good feeling.
4 years is a lot of time.
Well, we were sitting next to some people, and, like, Matt goes up and just talks to them fully, and he's like, oh, what year are you guys in? And they're like, first. And we go, oh, fuck, you're, like, 18.
Yeah,
it's
tough to see.
You can't, and like Matt was like, he was like, we were looking at him because they weren't drinking at all. We had like, probably like, we grabbed some beverages before he went in and sat, and they were having nothing. He's like, oh, you gotta get something when you're here. And they're like, oh, we literally can't. Like, we're like a year away from this.
Yeah,
one's probably 17, and I'm like, oh god.
There's a lot of homecoming this weekend too, so that it's homecoming season. It's kind of sad to not be going somewhere. I went to Guelph. Went to Ottawa last year, so October was always a good month, and then we got the big birthday at the end of it as well.
That's true, yeah.
So, it's one of the best months of the year, especially
I would
for
argue,
you, I guess.
I would argue.
Well, what beats it?
I mean, I guess Christmas, just because. But it's
only one.
But
right?
You do get, like, I think I finished the semester, like, December 13th.
Yeah.
And then I'm just done for, like... 3 weeks. It's probably like the biggest gap, so it's almost, it might be better because at least this week I got a reading week next week.
Oh shit. Yeah.
So yeah,
I wish I had a reading week.
Who reads on reading week? My teacher made that joke and everyone was just like, shut the fuck up, dude, get That's off funny. The stage. It was someone just like, it was like, ha.
how do you like going to school in Scarborough now?
It's not too bad.
Bit of a trek. That's not a liking the trek. Commute.
No, I don't really mind it. I get some work done sometimes, and I'm just listening to podcasts.
On the go train?
Yeah.
How long does it take?
Like 20.
Oh, from home? Do you get dropped off at the station?
Yeah, from Oshawa to like... Oh, yeah, it's from Oshawa to Pickering.
Oh, so that's not bad, then.
That's not too bad. Yeah. That's not as bad, yeah. But, I don't know. I guess it could be worse.
Yeah. So, we got a nice little drink in front of us here. You want to get talking about it? We're pretty excited. So we've got a special drink here. Not even available in Canada. So some might say this is not a big deal.
This is an exclusive.
Yeah, we're excited. We'd like to first throw a shout out to Brandon Pallister at Animal Pally on Instagram, I believe.
Probably.
Fact check that now on your phone while I introduce this drink. But we want to give Pally a big shout out. He's single and always ready to mingle. So... follow him on Instagram if you're listening. But he went to the States and copped us this amazing drink here. We've got the Pink Whitney for anyone who listens to the Spit and Checklist podcast. That's their drink. So we're pretty excited because we can't just go to the LCBO and get it. So Pally was lucky enough to go down south and grab it for us. So
no,
we
were wrong. It's Brandon _ Pallister.
Okay. That makes more sense. I guess he changed the at. We'll crop that out maybe. But yeah, we've got the Pink Whitney.
Oh, his
here.
LinkedIn is actually Animal Pally.
So what are we looking at? It's a nice New Amsterdam vodka, pink lemonade flavored.
You can make this from home though. Like, that's the only thing. Like,
it's clocking in at 30% alcohol.
If anything, it's just a toned down version of what you would make.
Well, I'd say it's probably similar to like a Smirnoff grapefruit, right?
The sources maybe. Yeah.
That's what it tastes similar. Obviously, it's a pink lemonade, so it's pretty cool. I'm sure if you listen to the podcast, you already know the story. And if you don't, you probably don't care, but
no,
they made
no
this drink, cares. And it's pretty good. We're excited to give it a shot.
I'm liking it.
Cheers, Jack.
Cheers. I'm liking it. You mix it with, I'm not a big fan of it straight, actually, but like, if you're going to give me anything, it might crack a top 5 of just like an easy shot.
Yeah.
I wouldn't probably pour like four of these casually, but mix it with club soda. It's,
it says right it's on refreshing. The back, enjoy straight or with club soda. So we got a little club soda it's refreshing to with some club. Freshen it up too. But yeah, it's good. It tastes, I'm not a big grapefruit fan, so that's why I don't really like the Smirnoff grapefruit, which is like a player comparable, I would say. But this is good. I love the kind of nice little lemonade taste, but it's still, you can tell it's a liquor.
Yeah. I'm a big lemonade guy.
It's good on the rocks as well.
Summer, Tim's, the frozen lemonades. Yeah. And I think they have a pink one, and it's equally just as good.
Amsterdam vodka in it.
Reminds me of how, of course, for a long commute, you got to have that.
Yep. So, what have you been doing recently? Any movies or music you've been listening to?
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. I didn't even talk about this. I saw Joker. You didn't see it yet.
No.
I guess I can't talk about it much.
No, just talk on it. I thought it was really good. Don't do any spoilers. Who knows if I'll even see it, but...
Fuck, you should. I thought it was really good. I thought, Joaquin was really good in it. A lot of people were saying it was just sad. It was like a depressing movie. And a lot of people were giving it kind of flack for that. But I thought it was a good like insight because it's not like a comic book movie. I know you're not a big comic book movie guy.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say it's like a comic book movie. Like the only thing that's just like they'll just say Bruce Wayne and they'll say like Thomas Wayne, which is his dad. It's just like the characters are gonna be like, oh yeah, they're in a comic book.
It's like character development movie type of.
Not really. Thing. Yeah. It's just the origin. It's just a story not told yet.
That's interesting.
Through movie with
I think that's
the Joker.
Good for me as well because.
Because you don't know the Joker. You don't know the origins of like the Joker.
I don't even know. Is it DC, Marvel? I don't know.
Whatever it is. DC. Okay. Yeah, Batman's
not,
DC.
I'm not well versed in that world, so I like a movie that I can just
you wouldn't know.
Go cold turkey and like understand it.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't feel like a. It's definitely not a Marvel movie. It was so dark. But I like that though. It's a gritty. That's what DC's kind of known for though.
It's nice to see them kind of take a different twist on a normal action movie and take characters
from there. I'm not even big up on like comic books or anything. Like I don't know if this has already been touched on or if they're just adapting it to a movie. But I've just never seen this kind of story or like heard the story before, so it was still like refreshing for me even as like just a movie guy that just likes good movies. It was a really good movie.
Yeah, so DC is pretty heralded as well. But also El Camino came out. Did you watch that? That's another big franchise that dropped a movie as well.
Yeah, no, I really like that one. I guess.
Would you give it a rating out of 10?
I would give it like an 8.
8? Yeah.
Joker, I would give like a 9.
Okay, I see.
Maybe even a maybe not 10.
So were you happy with the characters they brought back into it? I watched it as well, but I'm not like a Breaking Bad stan, whereas Noah, you're a bigger fan than me.
Definitely.
And I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was not necessarily action-packed, but just the acting and the general like character development is pretty good. It kind of finished the story for you, and that's what I enjoyed about it.
That's like the way I described it was it's good for something I didn't know I wanted.
Yeah.
Like I maybe people on like fan forums, like a Reddit or something like that were like, oh, what happens to Jesse? I need to know what happens to all this shit. I never really cared. Like, I was just kind of, I was content with him just peacing out, Walt dies. If you haven't seen Breaking Bad yet, that's fucking.
Yeah, if you haven't seen that,
like,
now,
if you haven't
like,
seen Breaking Bad,
you're not gonna watch El Camino.
Fuck you.
So.
But yeah, you're not gonna watch it. So like, I didn't really care. I just kind of just assumed Jesse would just drive off, fucking peace to like a Mexico or something like that, and fucking live his life. But
went to the complete opposite.
It's complete opposite, yeah. But yeah, no, I don't know. I'm just like Breaking Bad, and I'm down for whatever they want to give me. If they want to give, they could have made that 10 minutes. They could have made that.
Wasn't that the original plan? That
the original plan.
Go 10
Vince
or something
just
like
wanted
that?
To do. Vince Gilligan just wanted to do a 10-minute little.
Is that the producer?
That's the. I think he's like the director and to do with writing. But I could be wrong. I know he's definitely like, he's like the creator almost of it.
Okay.
He's like the mind behind it, and everything he did has a purpose, especially throughout the show, and you can definitely see that through the movie, which I like because there was no wasted scene almost like. Nothing like everything had something like you had to see these things and like a lot of people were giving a flack for like just putting Walt in just as a cheesy little we're just putting him in so we could make money.
Apparently he didn't want to. Did you hear that he like didn't want to cut his hair because he had another film going?
Could,
so he had to
could
wear
you
a bald
not
cap?
See the bald cap that he was wearing?
It was such a small scene I didn't really notice, but I saw a picture of it.
I saw it's pretty bad, but like I don't mean I wasn't sitting there nitpicking. And his mustache a little crooked too. Yeah. It's pretty funny, but I don't know. I liked it. I love that character, so like I'm down to see him. And I even like I did think it was kind of weird to end it with a quote from the Jane girl.
Yeah, that is
the first girlfriend.
We don't want to spoil it, but yeah, like that's a kind of a minor character. I don't know why.
It was really odd. Like I get kind of the significance she had.
It was
to
a
him.
Jesse movie though. Like that's what it was. Yeah, about him. So that was like one of the big characters.
I thought I just thought it was really cool. Though. I thought it was really just well done. But like yeah, like I said, like it's perfect for something that you didn't know you needed.
So is it not just like a profit pusher though? Like they heard that Netflix heard they were going to come out with like a 10-minute special and yeah. they hopped on it and gave them a bunch of millions.
Yeah, Vince just wanted to make it a 10-minute little thing and share it with the cast almost and just share it with the people behind Breaking Bad.
So you think there's going to be another one then? You were saying off cam that you don't think there will be?
No, I don't know. I feel like it's done now. He almost didn't even make this and this came out.
But can't you see another spinoff movie with, I don't want to spoil the end of it, but
well,
what
already
happens
have a spin-off.
At the end?
They already have a spinoff. They have Better Call Saul going still.
Yeah, but now they can go on something with Jesse. Like they've created this whole new avenue.
No, I feel like they're not going to go on. No, I think Jesse's going to live the life that Walt was going to live.
Yeah.
Before he came back. And also, I don't think you've seen Better Call Saul, but no, that's kind of how it plays out.
Could you not see like an 8-episode Netflix special coming out with living Jesse's life?
No.
No?
Not at all.
Do you think the fans would, like, I know you seem to not want it, but do you think a lot of people would?
Well, look at
how they're chomping at the
I actually don't think a lot of people would, just because I feel like a lot of Breaking Bad fans are like, they're like, just let us have what we've had. Like, you're not going to top it. Stop. Like, Ian, Better Call Saul is really good, though. Like, we have that still.
Yeah, but did you want that when it came out?
Yeah, because I really like Saul.
Yeah, I guess that's kind
of
different.
Saul was one of those characters that was just like he was so cool, like, during the whole thing. And then, like, you kind of, like, didn't know you needed his origin story. And then, like, they're just like, oh, we're going to make a Better Call Saul. And it was just, like, a good, he's, like, the perfect character to do it for because, like, it doesn't touch into anything with the Walt and Jesse at all. Like,
yeah.
The Better Call Saul has nothing to do with it. And it's cool because it's just, like, I think Tuco was in the first couple of seasons. And it's just like, oh, cool. Like, you know that guy. You know, like, a couple guys. Gus is in it heavily now. So it's just, like, a cool thing it touches on. And it touches on all the characters that, like, you kind of want to know about more about without kind of making it go into the future and just be like, oh, God. Like, I don't really want to know what happens with Walt's family. Like, I'm just going to... Let me just assume they get their money and fucking Skinny Pete and Badger routinely go to that rich couple's house and point laser pointers at them and make them think that they're, like, getting sniped. I like just having that.
It is...
That's all I want.
I do get frustrated when a movie kind of is left, or a movie or a show is left in the open, but I think it is...
There's a lot of times where it's good.
Yeah, exactly. So we kind of touched on movies. Have you been watching any shows? I know we were talking about Rhythm and Flow a bit, so you want to get into that?
Oh, that's my favorite show right now, man.
You want to give it a bit of a description to the fans?
Yeah, so it's... what is it? Chance, the rapper, Cardi, and T... Oh, fuck. T.I., sorry. Tip.
I know, it's confusing.
I like Tip. And they have, like, a show. It's kind of like American Idol, but for, like, rap. Or, no, it's kind of like The Voice, but with rap, because they're kind of more hands-on than, like, American Idol.
Yeah.
And it's more, like, challenges. But it's, like, it's weird. It's like, kind of like a... It's not like The Voice, where they're just going rounds, and they'll just keep singing songs until eventually... I don't even know how The Voice really goes. Is that how The Voice goes?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but
do they have like these challenges? I don't know.
They go to all of their hometowns, so they go to
Chicago. They did L.A. They did L.A. as like preliminaries.
Yeah, because they're gonna go back to L.A. So
because they were gonna go back to L.A. anyway, so they just like did that. So all three of them were the judges on the L.A. And then I think they invited Snoop Dogg because he's a L.A. resident and just like the guy of L.A. hip hop.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then they had that, and then they went to the judges' hometowns. And only that judge representing that hometown was there, followed by like two other musical guests. So like
from
T.I.
as well.
So Atlanta was T.I. and then it was Quavo and Big Boy next to him, like probably the biggest guys that come from Atlanta. So yeah, it was a cool little thing. And like they did Chicago for Chance, New York for Cardi.
And then they also do, so the people who advance, they go to L.A.
30 people go.
Yeah, and then they do some cyphers, then they do some rap battles. So yeah. You can see this all, and they actually have been, like, dropping this every Wednesday, which is kind of cool.
Which is
like
weird. It's episodes. Over next Wednesday.
Yeah,
already.
I know. 3 episodes a
I'm
day.
I'm kind of mad. I kind of wish they would keep it.
But, like, if it was only one episode, I would be so hooked. If they only dropped one a week, like...
But that's what, like, why? That's what makes me wonder why they just didn't do that. But I guess, I don't know, maybe they... They're just not that big, and no one cares, and they're just rushing it.
I don't know. I'm addicted. I love it. Like, it reminds me of back in a kid, back when I was a kid, when I used to watch like America's Got Talent or American Idol, and it was massive. Like,
I haven't seen a cliffhanger in shows in a long time.
Yeah.
In this like era of just like we can just watch whatever the fuck we want whenever we want.
I'm also not a rap. Like, I wouldn't say like I'm a rap aficionado or anything. So. But I do like it. It's not necessarily something like I sat down with my mom. It's not like watching American Idol with your mom. It's more of like there's some deep lyrics, a lot of swear words and shit like that. But like it's still funny, it's very lyrical. Like, a lot of those guys.
There's a couple like just funny ass bars there.
I like the rap battles. That was pretty
funny. The rap battle is easily the best episode. The cipher was kind of cool because it's just kind of funny to watch them fuck up. Oh, but what I really like was the if you're not gonna watch it, at least just watch the auditions because they'll rip into fucking people.
Oh yeah,
Quavo full on told the dude to fucking give up your dream and go apply at like some fucking laboring job.
Yeah,
I was like, wow.
And Chance is just like,
your shit. Chance told the guy, I was
kind of just waiting for that to be done. And the guy's like debatably gonna make it to the finals, which is hilarious. But anyways,
who was that?
No spoilers.
Mm. Hey, that we can't talk about it. Even though we easily can. Like, there's no big spoilers.
We'll talk about it in like 2 weeks when there's a winner.
I just love Beans.
Yeah, there's a girl named Beans and we'll give a spoiler. She makes it pretty far. She gets to the rap battle and then she just gets eaten up.
Beans walks so cocky. Beans spit so many like okay bars that you're just kind of like, oh man, like everyone else is kind of fucked up. Everyone's like been flubbing their lines. She might just win off that, and you're just like, is Beans really gonna make it? And then this dude just fucking ruins her life. Well, she's sitting there going like,
she was good too. She was good.
She was really good. And like, and then like she's just getting like all these bars spit at her like once, and she's just going probably like, fuck, why did I name myself Beans?
How do you have so many good raps and so many good bars, and then you can't even think of a name?
And you name yourself Beans.
I mean, maybe there's a backstory, but like,
there probably is like some super like sad backstory why she's named Beans, but it's just like, the fuck did you name yourself Beans for? Yeah. Calm the fuck on. There's one dude too. I hate him. He's the white looking frog dude. Sam B. Yourself.
Oh, I don't even mind him.
His name's Sam B. Yourself.
Yeah, that's kind of a...
Did you see the part where they're like the freestyle coach is talking to him and he's just like, I want to use your stigma of being a white rapper like against the odds or whatever. Like, I want you to tap into it and use it like creatively. And then like it cuts to Sam B. Yourself to see if like what he's going to say back to it. I'm just like, oh God, he's going to ruin this. I'm out. Cuts to him looking pale as fuck with his snapback that just says awkward on it.
I'm like, Cardi full on calls him just like Bill Gates' son.
Yeah. They roast people. That one dude that said he was a prostitute. See that one?
No,
he was doing the cipher and he's like setting up. He's like, fuck everything. I get money, something. But he fucked up the lead up to the punchline and he goes, fuck, I'm a prostitute. And then T.I.'s like, I liked it. I like your flow, but you said you were a prostitute.
So you're done.
And it was just like, oh.
Yeah, that's pretty
funny. T.I. was so ruthless on there. Grabbing the lowest net worth.
That's a good show. I like the.
I really like it.
I like the mix of judges too, because as annoying Cardi can be sometimes, she knows her shit, like the way she
displays you don't stay in the game this long not knowing how to.
Well, like, do even things. What she says, like, she just picks out this small thing about them, even if it's like as simple as like how
she flat out tells the chicks like, you have like, zero personality and no one is gonna like you and remember you at the end of the day if you don't do something to make you do that. And I'm like, that's very true. Like, I won't remember Cardi at the end of the day for being like a good lyricist or a good rapper or anything, but I'll remember her though.
Yeah,
like, she'll just do something stupid, and that'll like make me, and I'll make fun of that, and I'll be like, "Well, I'm talking about her though."
It's refreshing to see somebody who knows who they are, and they just like represent themselves and like stick to who they are, and that's totally her. And then Chance is kind of like almost the host, like he's
so the one high who like every makes sure too,
everything
though.
Okay.
He's but, like, so baked.
Yeah,
it's and so then, funny.
I don't know. T.I. is kind of like the vet like on the there.
Vet. Yeah, he's been in the game for so long. He's worked with the best people, and he's so many connections.
It reminds me of like Randy, Simon, and Paula. And like,
yeah, no,
like,
it does.
It's just like three judges who are like, these guys are dope, and they know what they're.
But
talking
like
about.
T.I. kind of just embodies all of them though, because he's like ruthless as fuck. He has the most connections, arguably, on that panel. And, yeah, he's just like a comedic relief at some points. He's really fucking funny. But Chance, I'll give Chance his credit. I'm not that big of a fan of him, but Yeah, he knows his shit though. Like, oh, he definitely knows. Like,
there's also a music video episode, and yeah, just some like, he of knows the shit that they point out about the music video.
I
that you wouldn't
that.
Notice,
yeah,
and then
I
they
was,
say it, and you're like, "Fuck."
They
that's so
they
true.
They picked apart the Sam Be Yourself guy's video, but I thought his video was pretty cool.
Yeah,
like, it went from like talking to
like story arc. Yeah,
yeah, it was like a story almost, and like they were just like, "Man, I was kind of chance like I was kind of waiting for that to be over."
Yeah,
it's like,
I guess they know. They've been making videos.
Well,
time,
they yeah, and they were even like saying that one dude who I don't think he got through, but he had the Rubik's cube. Remember that dude?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you impressed by Rubik's cubes anymore?
I feel
like some guy just solved the Rubik's cube in like in 20 seconds, and then just starts like spitting a freestyle. I'm just kind of like, okay, your freestyle was impressive, I guess, but like, man, like I've seen so many people solve Rubik's cubes in so long. Like, I feel like it to the point, don't give a fuck.
I don't know.
It's
I feel
so
like
dumb.
For
like, why
me,
would
like,
you do that?
I would never be able to remember how to solve it.
No,
in 100
like,
years.
But like,
but
you
I
know, this
know.
Guy just stays up in his room and probably just like fucking looks up tutorials on how to finish it, and then he does that, and it's just like I feel like I'm just not impressed by it.
I'm not impressed by it as well because it's like the whole thing is you're just solving this Rubik's cube, and then in order to use it again, you just like mess it up and then do it again. It's like,
yeah.
I don't know. That doesn't like, that's not a
you
skill
wouldn't even know.
I
wouldn't even know if someone messed it up.
Maybe it's like a stress reliever for something, some people, but like, I'm not.
Yeah, that's probably like the OG, like fidget spinner.
I guess so.
Because it's, I don't know if it was for people with like ADD to like maneuver, but.
It could be, yeah. Concentration.
It's like
type
the
thing.
Exact
yeah.
same thing,
yeah.
to me at least. I'm surprised they haven't fucking integrated
yeah.
those two. Like fidget and like just spin around, you're solving it. Put it at the end of a butt plug.
There's a personally wouldn't, but so speaking of things that you kind of use to calm you down, with weed being illegal, just walking on my way home from work, I was walking down Queen Street, and I passed 4 different dispensaries. It's fucked, and they have security guides. Do you find that weird?
Like a bank?
The LCBO doesn't have a security guard that takes an ID, is what it is. They take an ID when you go in.
Oh.
Do you not find that weird?
I'm not that surprised that the LCBO doesn't do it just because alcohol is so more modern.
Well, it's because
not modern,
like,
but
weed is in its
not modern,
infancy
yeah.
being legal in Canada, so it makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
but it's just weird to see.
Yeah, I said the opposite, really. Yeah, alcohol is just more like common in society.
Like, imagine not being able to step in the beer store
yeah, exactly.
unless you gave your ID.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
it's so
kind of
weird.
Like, imagine, like, because, like, Well, it was like that thing. Like, I remember one time, I think I was like 17, but I went with my mom grocery shopping, and like, she got a bottle of wine from the LCBO afterwards. And like, I would always just carry bags.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to make my mom carry the bag. And they and I go to carry it. She's like, oh, can I see your ID? And I'm like, fuck, I'm like 17. And then she's like, can't let you carry it. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Like, am I going to just like, it's a bottle of like Pinot, like Grino or whatever it's called.
Grigio, yeah.
And I'm just like, really? I'm just going to fucking chug this as
like,
soon as I get out of the store?
It's like a government organization. I have to do that. But like, for somewhere you don't want to make your mom carry it, it's like, that is a crazy circumstance. But
it's
like,
just so weird
they're
that
just
like,
doing
you can't
their job.
Do that. You can't do this.
The one funny thing about like the dispensaries is that like LCBO and beer store are literally called like beer store and LCBO. Like, they're not
That's
fun.
So many
the
liquors,
the
liquor
li- are, like
words in one. Abbreviation. Yeah. Like,
there's been so many puns though with the dispensary. I'm walking.
I love it, man.
It's
I like
kind
that.
Of hilarious.
No, I like that. I've seen the Green Room. I've seen the Green Society.
Yeah.
A
lot of cannabis business.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
I've seen even like vape shops have like that too.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that one.
If they're not all out of business by the end of the year.
Jeez. Vape shops.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're regulated now.
I don't even know about that. Just like the negative around them.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, they're being treated as like tobacco products now.
Yeah.
They're just good. Who cares? I fucking hate vapes.
Yeah, I'm not a vape guy.
Vape god.
So what else have you been up to? We kind of touched on some of that
have you
entertainment
gone into a dispensary?
Stuff. No,
you
I haven't.
One?
I'm not.
Yeah, I know you're not big into it, but like just to, like look. I
no,
would go
I'm
into one.
I'm
kind of
interested
to
check it out.
I would go into
see
one
if
just
they
to
display
look.
It like a. Like an LCBO or what? Or I'm going to need the CBD eventually. Like, my knees, man,
why?
They already hurt.
Honestly, yeah.
I'm going to need it. I don't know
I
if I'm going to do the
that,
oil or what, but... Like,
yeah, they make oil. You can just rub on your knees.
They are already telling
rubbing
me, like,
joints.
Arthritis and shit in my knees because they're so bad. And I'm like, there's no way I'm not going to be able... Like, I'm actually glad there's products out there that are going to make it better now.
Oh, yeah. It's, like, it's apparently, like, amazing. I watched this... I think it's on Netflix. It's called Explained.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's cool. I like that shit. Yeah. It's like a 20-minute condensed video, and it kind of just makes you aware of the topic. It doesn't go deep, too deep into it, and it kind of just leads you into like, because I watched one on Bitcoin, because I had no fucking clue what Bitcoin was, and now I'm like reading all this shit, documentaries and like articles about Bitcoin now, because I'm just like down this rabbit hole, because I'm so interested by it now. And it was all because of just this one episode that I watched about it on the Explained series. Yeah. And they have like one about like the mind too. They've like, they explain like dreams and like anxiety and like
sleep paralysis. Yo, I've been having these. So I, if you, you probably don't know this, but I sleep like a baby. Like I'll fall asleep so quickly and so easily.
I wish I could do that.
And I used to just sleep and I wake up in the morning. It's like, holy shit. I don't like, I, it's like almost like I blacked out. Like I don't remember falling asleep.
Yeah.
And I wake up and I'm like so refreshed. But recently I've been having these wicked dreams. Like where just like shitty stuff is happening.
Oh shit.
So I like, it's not like, like not like depressing stuff or anything, but like
just spiders are crawling that, around
like,
me.
They keep me up and I'm like, this is so weird.
I've had some. Have you ever the one where you're falling and then you just kind of like catch yourself?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah. Oh, always. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
so weird that that happens.
But this is like,
I'd wonder, I was trying to shave my head.
I feel like my sleep is so much worse now that I'm having these dreams.
I've been having weird ass dreams too.
Yeah. Time of year or something.
I just eat a lot of edibles now and I just.
It's not actually a dream.
It's not. Yeah, I actually shaved my head. Fuck. I almost did.
Yeah. Don't want to pay for the haircuts?
No, we were at Panda, and we were just, like, talking about it, and, like, I, for some reason, just was so lazy, never shaved my face for, like, good
I think you're somebody months. Who could probably have a buzzer.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of, I'm halfway there, so I think I'm doing okay.
I did the mustache, and that was about it.
Yeah.
I'm now
the Austin Matthews.
I'm incorporating, like, I'm thinking of, like, Halloween costumes based around just having a mustache now.
Really,
it's a like lifestyle. It? It's a lot. I loved it. It was weird. As soon as I did it, because for one, we didn't have any like we had some shitty like straight razor almost.
Yeah,
that's all we had to do it. Because Matt was just like, "Oh, you should just do it." And I'm like, oh, "Whatever." And but I was pretty loaded at the time, so I'm just like, "Fuck it, I'm just gonna do it."
And then, I didn't know you did it midday. That's hilarious.
We did right before we left, and I did it. And then Matt's just like, "Oh my god!" And like as soon as I did it, I looked over to everyone. Everyone was like, "Not bad." I was like, what?
It's one of those things that, to not going to lie, everyone knows it's kind of bad, but they just go with it.
I look like
fashion things. Like, no one is like Mike holy Dicka. Shit, that's really good, but yeah. Like, it's kind of cool.
Yes, I don't know. And then later on, we were walking towards, and there's this old dude, and we were at a cross light, and there's so many, like, college kids just talking and, like, just making so much noise, and this dude just kind of like, oh. And I pat him on the top of his shoulder, I'm like, non-mustache people, eh? He's just like, shut the fuck up. I was just like, that's gonna be me. I'm gonna get my windbreaker on and and then coach my kids' poor fucking lad. Football game.
That's what would suck about living in one of those towns that are just full of students.
Like, man, I could not imagine being 60 and living in Kingston. Because I almost just said
well, you
Queens.
You don't live in the area, but...
You have to interact, You gotta interact, though.
Yeah, that's true.
But Ottawa is worse, because they're everywhere. I feel like a city like that wouldn't be. Like Toronto, like you can get away with it because like it's not much. It's like U of T is like a tiny part of Toronto, but like Carleton, U of Ottawa, especially around that time, that's all Ottawa.
Yeah,
is.
Especially that area.
And then when it comes to like the Capital Hoops, because then their only choice is to be in Ottawa because you're fucking like way out there to go. So it kind of just sucks.
Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't be an old person.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Gonna have to be there one day though, hopefully.
We'll see.
So you want to talk a little sports? We had a full sports pod last time, but let's change up the sports.
We can hit it.
All right, since this is the Pink Whitney episode by the Spit and Chicklets team, let's talk a bit of hockey. So what have you thought about the 2019-2020 season so far? Are you excited about the Leafers or anything else in the league?
I've had fun watching it.
Really?
The Leafs, yeah.
Yeah. They've had sparks.
It's cool watching them kind of work it out right now. Like they're kind of, it's tough to really say because they'll destroy a team with the fourth line like Detroit, and then they'll just shit against a team like Tampa. But then they'll come back and have a really competitive game with St. Louis, who just won the cup. And you kind of just don't really know. You don't have a feel of this team, and I kind of like that watching because it doesn't make it. Because like I've been a Toronto fan my whole life.
And it's kind of weird having a good team because you kind of feel like a deep down feeling of being a bandwagoner.
I have a funny story about that.
Yeah, like, you feel like a bandwagoner. I don't know. It's weird.
On Thanksgiving, I guess Thanksgiving Saturday, I believe they played Detroit. Mm-hmm. So we were watching the game. It was my grandpa sitting on the other couch. And then my little cousin, he's about 8 years old. Yeah. And me and my grandpa, just eyes glued to the TV, we're watching the game. And I'm like, Grandpa, I know you've seen like the Leafs win before, but this is like the best team I've ever seen. Like, I've never seen a Leafs team like this from recent memory. And I'm looking at my cousin, who's set, like, he's a Leafs fan.
Oh, this is all
fan,
he knows.
And I'm like, no, he's on his phone. And I'm like,
oh,
Owen, damn. I went my whole beginning of my life without seeing the Leafs do
like the
anything,
Raptors,
and you're sitting there on your phone. And I was just like, I wasn't giving him shit because he's only 8, but I was like, dude, watch the TV because this isn't going to last forever. And it was just kind of funny because, like, I felt really old because it was like an 8-year-old kid, but
that's funny.
He knows a ton about hockey, but, like, I don't think he understands what it's like to, like, go through such a losing streak that we did.
Yeah, that's weird to only know, like, these successful, not successful, but, like, these, like, winning seasons with the Leafs. Yeah, you don't know. Yeah, we don't even know, really, what it's like to be, like, terrible. Like, my dad sat through.
Yeah.
And
we
had
winning.
Seasons.
We finally got winning with the Raptors, so it's like we got that sniff now.
It's
you almost expect it, right?
Well, yeah, everyone's in the same boat with the Raptors, I feel. So that's what made that run cool, and that's what's going to make this playoffs run even.
I watched a new Open Gym episode today, and I was like, chills going through my body. I was almost wanting to cry. It's just like so nostalgic because that's something you're literally never going to forget.
I cried like a bitch when they fucking won.
Yeah,
man.
I know.
It was
crazy.
That was such an overwhelming just rush of emotions that day. And then
it
all,
like,
just leaked out. And I was like,
none of us are like amazing. Okay. Like, some of our friends are, but we can't say like we're the most dedicated Raptors fans for our whole life.
No.
But like, that's just like, when that happened, it's not even about the Raptors. It's just about like the city and sport. Like, if you're a sport fan.
I've never gotten to see a champ. Like, I legitimately thought at a point in my life I would never see a Toronto team win.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah. And that's definitely not the team we thought was going to win.
It was during the dark ages of the Leafs. That was during, like, the Dion era. Mm-hmm. Never thought we were going to. I thought this were going to be in cap hell forever. And then, yeah, we're fighting LeBron off. We're just getting beaten by LeBron for, like, 5 years, it felt like. I never thought we'd see anything. And then eventually we finally did it. And it was such a wave of emotions.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I don't know, I think it's obviously going to be way more nuts with the Leafs. I'm scared nothing's going to top it.
Yeah. So how's your fantasy team looking?
Jack
gave me an L in first week in fantasy.
This week's tough for me right now. Thank God I'm playing Jack Chesson, probably the worst player in the fantasy league.
Yeah, if he's listening, he can't say anything about it because he's auto-drafted both of his teams.
He's easily just the worst one. I think he's beat me like 10 points right now. I'm having my worst week I think I'll ever have in my life.
Out of 2 weeks.
This is the worst I've ever had in my life.
Yeah,
this is terrible. I think I have the best team, the league, and right now, just everyone's hitting a dry spell right now. We're gonna get
because you had a million points last week and beat me because I had a good week too.
Well, I
don't have any.
You should have ran to the best player, man.
Unfortunately, I have Jonathan Quick, Pekka Rinne, and Corey Schneider.
I think
2 days ago, both Quick and all three of my goalies were playing. Like, all of their teams were playing that night, but none of them started. I was like, this is unbelievable. But I actually didn't know Rinne is 36 years old.
Lundqvist
old.
Is like 38.
Okay, maybe he's not 36. I gotta fact check that one, but like,
he's definitely a 35, 34.
Yeah.
Maybe 36. He could be 36.
Who's your favorite player on your fantasy team so far?
Well,
so he is 36.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Still a wagon, but.
Well, 34, Austin Matthews.
Yeah,
that's
dominant.
It's
funny because I took him last year, and of course he got hurt all year, and it fucked me over.
He's looking healthy this year. He's not my favorite player this year, on my team at least. I think
Mika.
Yeah, Mika's such a surprise, man. I really like Panarin.
Yeah,
I just like him as a player though.
How
like,
do you
like
having
him.
Two of your best players on the same team? Is that a bit tough?
Well, I could do that too with Line A. I have Line A and Kyle Connor.
I know, but what if you get...
And Ehlers.
What if you get...
I have the line.
Yeah, what if you get a week where it's like...
That's what
they don't play a lot
right
of
now.
Games.
That's what I'm having right now. So I got to figure that out. I got to see if I want to keep it or if I want to trade the worst one. Probably trade him off to some fucking garbage team in the league. Matt's DMs are always open.
Yeah,
seems like
he's always
looking
to get rid of
he'll take anything.
I have Claude Giroux. He played like... They had a fucked up schedule, eh? I was listening to actually the Checklist podcast, and they were saying like they went... like they were playing in Japan or something. I can't even remember. Yeah, they went, all mixed up. Or were they Japan. In Prague?
Japan
was NBA. It was Prague, right?
Yeah, Kyler Yamamoto played. Yeah.
No. I know. I messed that up. But
no, yeah, they were playing overseas.
Went all the way to Vancouver or something, yeah. And it's like it's crazy.
They played a home game. Then it was like a home, and then they went to like Euro, and then they went back to Vancouver.
I'm riding with my boy, real deal, James Neal, all year. 8 snips already and an assist. Who called? I called it. Everyone was like, James Neal is not going to do anything.
Well, I mean, 8 snips already. Two best players. Probably two of the best hunters in the league.
It doesn't matter. That's not a hard call. 8 snips?
That's not a hard call.
Well, hey, I didn't get much love when I said that. I also turned down a massive trade.
I don't even remember you saying this.
Oh, I asked... Ask my boy Grapes. I said it all the time. Ask Hammer. A couple of our friends in the pool. I was like, I'm going to pick the real deal, James Neal, and this is going to be the best steal of the draft. And I've gotten some comments about it already. He can go on a dry spell. He's already got 8 goals. All he needs is about 22 more. So
22 more.
Hey, 30 goal season for my last pick in the draft or second last pick. I'll take it.
That's not bad considering my last pick was Eric Staal.
Yeah. But it's all about going in the free agency and picking. There's a couple of free agents. Like Konecki's good in there.
Yeah, I saw that. Fucking someone picked up that guy on Pittsburgh.
Lafferty. Kadeem did.
Ugh. Lafferty.
There's a lot of guys in there.
There's so many better people I would pick.
If I had a spot, I would take. I would.
That Sammy Blaze.
Yeah.
Blaze kid.
He got picked up by Hammer.
Oh, did he? He looks good on the. He looks good on that St. Louis team.
There's a lot of guys who I would be, if I had a shittier team in regards to depth, I would pick up. But
if I actually had a shit team, don't know what that's like. But
Barakowski is another massive player. You got like,
I would take him, but I
hopefully
then I have
one of the
on
shitty
team.
Teams in the league are listening and they can pick up these guys.
I would pick that guy, but I already picked up. I drafted Kuznetsov already, and then I picked up Varana.
Yeah, I have an extra player on my league. I have
I can't have too many players on the
Kase.
Same team.
I don't even... Case? Kase?
Andrej Case.
Yeah. So I have my team. He's still on the injured reserve, but he's back. So I can't make any roster moves right now. So I either have to drop him or drop somebody random before I can keep going. So
Mikheyev's still there.
Yeah.
He's still there.
A wagon, though, for the Leafs. He's actually
nice. He's good.
For the amount of money he's making, I'm so
happy. The best
happy.
Ilya in the league.
That's what we need.
He's the best Ilya in the league, easily. Actually, what's his name? Kovalchuk's actually... Not doing too bad.
Yeah.
I think he's got like 7 points.
You want to pour some more pink?
I'll pour some more.
Yeah, so tell me your maybe your top 3 steals in the fantasy draft this year. Talk about hockey for a bit more, and then we'll get into something else while I pour the pink.
That was a really strong one.
Yeah.
Steals, you mean?
Yeah, who do you like? I talked about it earlier, but you kind of just talked about like your big guys. Give me 3 steals on your team.
Oh, on my Mika, easily.
Mika who?
Zibanejad.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's
a... I draft the guy like to the middle. I draft him in the middle, and he's right now, well, he was at one point the number one ranked.
Yeah.
Free agent, or fantasy player. Line A's actually having a good season.
Yeah, but I'm talking like end of the draft type players.
Okay.
First or second overall picks.
Well, those weren't my first picks, man. I picked this guy pretty middle.
In their draft year, I mean.
Oh, true, I guess. I mean, a lot of my guys were just high picks then. Like, I like my defense.
My favorite guy is Kale McCarr.
A lot of my guys are just, they're performing like they usually should. So I don't have steals.
All right.
I have efficiency.
So we talked a bit of fantasy. Anything else you want to talk about this pod, Jay?
Do you want to do the, do you want to give some advice?
Yeah. So on the Oak pod, he told us, what he used to have a podcast, Connor Oak, when we had him on a couple episodes, about 2 episodes back, and he was like, yeah, this is what we used to do on our podcast. So without his permission, we're going to hop on here and do it right here because he didn't patent
without
it.
Him.
So in honor of Connor Oak, we're going to be seeing him later and talk about it, but let's do this thing. Jack, can you kind of preface it, what he was talking about, in case people didn't listen to that
pod?
So
this is a subreddit on Reddit, and it's just called Relationship Advice, and people will post... Their problems that they're having in a relationship of any kind. And they'll basically just ask people for help. And a lot of people will try to give them help. So what we're going to do is I found a select few that I thought were funny.
and read them off. And I guess me and Thomas will try to help these people. They're probably not even going to read this or hear this. But, yeah, so I guess we'll start with one. All right, so now I'm just going to read off. This is Reddit from...
Okay.
No, this doesn't work because it's a girl asking it. Anyway, we'll skip.
Judy Law is doing this. Judy Law.
Susan Sarandon. Is my boyfriend going to Ted Bundy me? Is the headline. Need your advice on a situation. There's been multiple incidents since my boyfriend and I started dating. He's gotten unnecessarily mad at the start of our relationship because I used a filter on Snapchat. Two, ooh, he kissed another man on the cheek and got really defensive about it. The guy he kissed was not happy about it and was super uncomfortable. Then my boyfriend said he tasted good. Number three, I had a little gin while I was cooking, and he got mad and told me I was going to die like my mom, who died of alcohol poisoning.
Oh, my God.
I told you this shit's dark, man. Number four. This is a long one. Last night, we were watching He-Man and cuddling, and he started to touch me. I told him no. Oh. Told him no, I wasn't in the mood. But then he got mad at me and said I never put out and that he could find better.
Wow.
Why? So is the boyfriend going to Ted Bundy him? Her.
I mean, I think from seeing the films and the Ted Bundy movies, I would think that Ted Bundy treated his significant other a lot better than that man. So that would lead me to believe
that woman.
He was, or that woman. Yeah, treated his.
She says she calls herself a he or a she. So.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's a girl writing about her boyfriend.
Yeah. So I think that she probably is not in a relationship with a Ted Bundy because I don't think the said male is acting like Ted Bundy. So I think she's probably safe in regards to the Ted Bundy situation, but I think she should probably just get out of the relationship for the better interest of her life.
The second one, when you kiss a guy on the cheek and then turn to your girlfriend and say, he tasted good.
Yeah, I'm not too understanding of that one. That's like an Edward Cullen type vibe there, too.
You're going Edward Cullen? I was going to go with Ed Gein.
I don't even know who that is.
The guy that just killed people and ate them and turned them into fashion.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't know. To me, do you agree with me? That's not a Ted Bundy situation, but that's definitely a...
It's a little overblown.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I think she kind of blew it over proportion with saying Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
Pretty rude. Kind of gives Ted a bad name.
All right.
Have you done the Lookalike app yet? Oh, yeah, we did it for a second.
Yeah, I got Stephen King. You got Next Stephen question.
King. I've seen some really funny ones, though. Yeah. I've seen white dudes. I've gotten, what was his name? Charlie?
Chaplin? Manson?
Yeah, Charlie Manson, I think. Charlemagne? I got Charlie Murphy. Charlemagne and God? Then I got Charlemagne the God, and they got Charles Manson.
Interesting.
No, I got fucking Paul Walker.
Oh, yeah, that's a
You got Stephen King.
Yeah, that's obvious, but it was close. Him and George Cassandra were out there, but
I just love the idea of someone decent looking chick is gonna get Margot Robbie or something like that, and they're gonna post it to their Instagram. They're like, "Oh, can't believe it!"
Yeah,
and I was just like, "This is what it's for. This is to boost your self esteem. You're gonna run that app dry until you get the one you want." I think everyone should just get one. That's what the app should do. Basically, I've now pretty much given our faces to the Russian government.
All right. I want to hit you with some questions.
Hit me with something.
I'm going to hit you with a couple awkward situations or hard situations. You tell me, let's just talk about it. So the first, one of the most tough and awkward situations is, awkward's a bad word. It's not awkward, but it's just tough to do. So how do you pick a restaurant? If you go to an area and you're okay, let's go out for food. Do you find it really tough, especially if you're going out with Amanda, your girlfriend or something? Do you find a really tough time finding a restaurant? In Bowmanville, it's where are we going to go? Frosty's. But here, it's there's probably 50 restaurants.
We would probably just revert to what we know.
Really? So you're a...
creature of habit.
Stick to home. So you're not a Yelp guy or you're not
No, I won't go on Yelp unless I'm writing a bad review about places.
Oh, okay.
I do that. I'm that guy.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I've written some bad ones.
That's a tough look, really?
Yeah, my
name's... If it's bad, it's bad, though. You gotta let the people know.
Fuck. I have a fake name on Yelp and everything.
What's your fake name?
Richard Dixon.
Oh, yeah?
Instead of Nixon.
That's hilarious.
It's terrible.
Because you're a dick.
Yeah, that's actually what it was. That's what the root was.
You're a homebody. If you don't want to try something new, you're let's go with old reliable.
Kind of like, well, if we're in Toronto, we'll probably just go to like a warehouse or like something like that. That's kind of cheap. But like, I don't know. Yeah, maybe like we'd look it up. Maybe I'd just type in restaurant on Google and just see what the fuck's near.
Kind of go off. I feel like some places that, get ranked high, though, and they're not that good.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you type in a restaurant, you're probably going to get like Milestone.
You like a Blog.to guy too, maybe?
Yeah, no, I will look at it. Or Narcity or Narc City. Narcity. Narcity.
Okay, so I'm kind of like a toss that off to my girlfriend type of guy because I'm not very good at planning that stuff.
Yeah, you toss it off to them and they go, I don't know.
But then if it's her birthday, you got to pick the restaurant. Okay, it's well, like, it's then I'm like, I'm reach.
You
I'd
picked her birthday
reach
restaurant?
Out to sources. Like, no, she picked hers. But anyways, I'd probably reach out to some sources. Like if I knew people living in Toronto, I'd be like, hey, where's the best restaurant to go near here? Blah, blah, blah. For this situation. Yeah. So that's what I'd do.
Okay.
Want me to hit you with a different one?
Give me another one.
Another situation that I find myself wasting so much time for is I pull up, turn on my PS4, put on Netflix, and I scroll through the shows for probably 15 or 20 minutes without putting something on. Is that a problem you have?
I do that all the time. I feel like I've seen everything on Netflix right now.
At least 10 minutes of everyone's day is just looking through the Netflix options.
I'm like that with a lot of things, though. Like I'll spend more time looking for the pornography than watching it.
Yeah. We were speaking about Netflix, though, by the way. I don't know if you got that was mixed up, but...
No, you said Netflix, right?
Netflix.
Oh.
So, like, if your girlfriend comes over, are you spending how many... If you're going to watch a movie, do you go in there, like, having the movie planned?
No, unless I just... It's just, like, a stupid movie that I just see and, like, want to watch it. Then it's got to be something like quick off the bat, and I'm like, oh fuck, oh RV, I have to watch that.
Well, I just got Crave because I got new internet. So
I like Crave,
Netflix, and Amazon Prime.
Yeah,
dude, I'm gonna be going for hours trying to find a movie. Like I would rather somebody just give me a good movie,
dude.
But honestly, like,
don't even fib yourself.
I wish somebody just gave me like two movies and I had to pick one of them, and I knew that they were gonna be good. Then have a million options. There's too many options. Well,
yeah, that's kind of common, I feel.
Have you seen Chernobyl?
No. Have you seen The Boys?
No, but I heard it was good.
I've seen The Boys.
Yeah?
I see The Boys every night.
Every weekend.
It's a good show, man. I really like it. I recommend it. Hit me with another.
I
didn't even answer that one, but whatever.
No. That's good.
Thanks, man.
So, you just got back from work. You're just going to kind of like chill at your house.
Maybe light a doob.
Maybe. But that's not related to the question. So you get home from work and like maybe you got to work the next day, but you got to get some food. You don't feel like cooking. You get on the Uber Eats app. What's the first place you're going?
It depends on the time.
It's probably going to be you're working the 9 to 5. Get home. It's about
6:30. Jeez. Oh, if it's Bowmanville, not a lot to choose from.
Okay, just pretend like you're living
Toronto?
Here. Yeah,
I'm here. I don't know what's around me then, though.
Well, I'm just talking like a genre of food, like a general.
I would go with something just like a fat, like a joint. Just something
like a pub food?
Yeah, a fast food joint. I probably wouldn't go pub food.
Or usually like McDonald's?
Yeah, I'd probably go like a Don's or like a BK if a Wendy's is somehow there. Wendy's is what I would really
so
want.
So I think I would
maybe
go,
a pizza.
I don't mind a nice sushi.
Some fast.
But
no,
I find that
I
when you order
that.
The sushi in, I don't enjoy the experience.
Yeah,
I
can't do that.
I ordered from Monkey Sushi.
The fuck is that?
$20. I got 18 rolls.
And slight
a salad
poisoning.
And a soup. And I was like, this is definitely not going to be good, but for the quantity of food, I'm going to do it. With delivery in and everything.
I will do sometimes an Asian, like a Chinese food place.
Yeah.
What if I just stopped at that? I will sometimes do an I will sometimes order like Chinese food and I like cuz you get a shit ton of food for like $10.
Yeah.
You'll get like the general chow chicken, a bunch of
chow.
Fucking rice. Is it tau?
I don't know.
Tau?
I don't know. You saw?
Jeez, I don't know.
Anyways,
I just read the menu. You get a shit ton of rice, you get your egg rolls, you get your fortune
and
cookie.
And you feel
fire.
Like shit after, but like...
Oh, 100% the sodium, man.
Food. I love
drink
a
water
salty
after
American Chinese food.
Fuck, man. Yeah, I fucking find Chinese food probably. No, that's like all... It's what I get. It's the fucking go-to, man.
Oh,
it's
I wish
so
we could,
good.
Like, we're here. I wish we could
I would get that
do you
right
like
now.
Ramen?
Yeah, I'm a big ramen
guy. I wish we could go around the corner and grab some ramen. Oh,
I'm a big ramen
unbelievable. Guy. My uncle took me here because he used to live at this house, so he knows all the good spots. So when we moved in that night, I showered up and we went over and grabbed that ramen place. Oh, nice really, egg yeah. in there, a bunch of pork. Ooh. Delicious.
See, now you got me going.
Pardon?
You got me going. Right
I now. Know. Fuck, I kind of want to go there. Good, not a bad price either. Like some of these ramen places, they'll charge you like $22. But that one, I think, was south of 20. For the amount of food you're getting, I was really full. We got a nice little, like, octopus appetizer, too.
It's delicious. You can get Mr. Noodles for, like, 49 cents.
Yeah, and you can get, like, a Sapporo, too, for $5, too.
That's so true,
it's,
yeah.
It's a good... Like, it's not cheap, but nothing cheap's around here.
Is that right? An Asian beer? Because that's always at every,
like, I don't
Japanese-styled
yes,
place.
Yes, I believe... I would want to guess it was Japanese, but I'm not totally
or
sure
Or, like,
on that
Asian...
One.
Yeah. In that region.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's an Asia descent.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So.
Sapporo.
Any other questions for Murray? We haven't been on the mic for a long time. You want to hit me with anything?
Jeez. Off the dome?
I hit you with a couple questions, so.
Jeez.
You want to just end it?
Yeah, I don't really have anything else. I'm kind of phased right now. I've been so out of it these past few days.
Wait.
My head, at least. Like, I don't know, I'm just ready for, like, a week off now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got the reading week coming up, so.
Does anyone really read on?
God.
All right.
Just getting reverting back to that.
I think we've kind of hit on everything. It's nice to get back in the kitchen, kind of the new kitchen, and cook
yeah,
up.
Man.
But I'd like to just, first of all, thank Brandon underscore Pallister
Brandon
on Instagram
Pallister.
For getting us this Pink Whitney. Also, thanks to Spittin' Chicklets for 2 days a week keeping me busy with the podcast, as well as this delicious Pink Whitney that we got to try. So that was a really fun episode to do. We really enjoyed the alcohol on the rocks. Anything you want to say as a parting word, Jack?
No.
Wow.
Nothing.
And a deep take from Jack.
You just hear the mic drop, and then it's just like, where are you going?
So we're pretty excited. We're in Toronto, a lot closer to some connections. Hopefully we'll get some fresh, cool guests on the podcast. Maybe some more friends as well.
That's cool.
So we're excited to keep it going. And I hope you guys enjoyed episode 13 of the Tom on the Rocks podcast.
Goodbye.
Peace, guys.